To have sugar?
Yes.
All right, let's begin. At the end of last week's Parsha and Parsha's Toldos, Yaakov Avinu is told to leave his family.
Okay.
So told by Rivka, go leave, go to Lavan. A lot of questions you can have. Your brother wants to kill you, so why don't you go to your uncle, who's not exactly the greatest person that the world's ever known, and probably will not be great for you either. So why don't you go there? But in any event, he's told to leave, and Yaakov gets up and leaves. And then they go through a whole count. Yaakov's away for 36 years. Well, the whole the years he goes to Yeshiva Shem Aver, the years that he's working, the travel years, until he's finally reunited with his father. Scratch that. He's away for that for 36 years. When Yosef gets taken, captive and goes to Mitzrayim, Yosef's away for 22 years. So 30, and everyone says it's Midah Kenegan Midah. Doesn't make sense. 36 is not the same as 22. That's a Midah Kenegan Midah. So we learn out from there that when Yaakov went to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver for those 14 years, he's not punished at all. He has 0-0 Onish. And the Parsha basically starts with Yaakov leaving Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. So there's a lot of Torahs, a lot of ideas one can have about why Yaakov had to go to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver before going to Lavan. And also, let's bear in mind, he was 63 at the time. So, you know, I'm hoping at like 63 I'll be alive and have a lot of grandkids. I'm not looking to like start my life at 63 and then be like, you know, why you? That wasn't the time I wanted to start dating. The army, that wasn't the time I wanted to start dating. But 63, like, that's my prime life. That's like what I want to, you know, Gabby's had enough. He heard 63 starting to date. You know, he's so old already at like 17. Gabby's had enough of that. So, but at that point, Yaakov decided it was time to start his life. But okay, you know, I'll spend 14 years learning. And before he was going to go to the house of love, and before he was going to deal with that, he had to have time devoted to Lima Torah. It was essential. And in this stage in your lives, where it's not necessarily even determined what you're doing in a month from now, many of you are really on the fence of what it is that you're going to do. But if Josh will give me a reshut to quote his Rebbe Rav Aryeh Komen, one of his biggest regrets that he says in life is that he didn't spend more time learning. Like, you'll always have time in life to get your accounting degree, or to go to medical school, or to be a PT, or be Tarakan, like whatever it is that you guys want to do. You're always gonna just being you. You'll always have time in life to do what you need to do. But those time of being able to devote time just to learning, You never get that back. And I made a secular vow amongst myself. I really wanted to learn for 10 years, counting my years in yeshiva, and I only got to 8, so I still have to make up those 2 years. You know, this might be as good a time as any for you guys to go to Rabboah and say, you know, I think we should pay Mark the next 2 years for him to join the Leva Torah Kolo, but pay him his actual salary, not the Leva Torah Kolo salary, because I don't really like bone chicken, and I wouldn't be able to afford that. So, you know, we gotta keep my salary at what it is. But I still owe myself those 2 years. But I really understood the value of what it meant to have time just devoted to learning. I wasn't like Yaakov Avinu. It wasn't 14 years. I slept plenty. You know, they say about Yaakov, he never slept until like he literally had that dream. The first time he slept in 14 years. You know, so we need Zach over here. He'll like give like a great explanation for why that makes no sense. But you know, he's not with us to explain that. But understand that concept that whatever is going to be, like, to really take advantage of these core years of your life and having that time really devoted to learning. Like, we're not going to go tell our parents, you know, I'm not doing college, you know, mom, dad, thank you so much for the maple leaf cake, but I'm not going back to YU. I'm staying in Israel the next 6 years. And, like, I'm going to be more intense in Shmaya. Like, we're not saying that we're going to say that. Like, we're not doing anything radical. Shmaya just got a shout out. You'll listen to the recording and you'll say it again. You and Ben will make a chazar of the recording. But we're not saying anything radical, but to really have that time, and for those that are going to the army, even within your time in the army, like, you know, being a Solomon Prince, like coming back and just focusing on your learning while you're here, or post army service. I know that doesn't necessarily here. I know she's out here, a controversial thing. Continuous learning in our lives, like, you know, a crazy, crazy idea. You know, it's, you know, in Shalavim, you don't get fired for saying such things, but here we're being radical and we're saying that. So we're going to revolutionize that. It's not so radical, Shana Gimel. It's not so radical to be able to say that. But to really focus on being able to, and figuring out, even if it's after college, for a year, 2 years, but having time, I'm just going to focus on learning. And Yaakov Avinu, you know, history may have been different. He may not have been able to be the father of the 12 Shvatim, which everybody emerged from, if he had not had that time of focusing on learning. It really does matter. Like, people, when they get married, they'll spend a year or two, you know, learning, from Israel, whatever, they'll spend somewhere learning, because it's a very, very important foundation. And making those moments count, making that time count, and also focusing on, even while you're here, because, like, you're learning skills. You may think they're not great, that may be true, they're not great, but they're definitely better than they were when you came here last year. And you keep on working, because, you know, the world learning has become much easier than it was like 20 years ago. I remember my brother when he was shut in bed, he was talking about how they came out with like an art scroll volume of like Nedarim. He's learning Nedarim. That's like a really, really big deal. They ain't talking about nowadays. They came out with an art scroll volume of Nedarim. Like, you know, basically everything's in English, and if it's not in English, it's in the works to be able to be in English. But, you know, being able to develop, having stronger learning skills, that's going to be something, you know, we're going to want to do. And one of the alumni I visited, he was Shana Alf, and I was Shana Bet. So this is 14, 15 years ago. He was telling me still today, or, you know, in this case, 2 weeks ago, when he told me this line, he still regrets that he didn't come back Shana Bet. He still regrets that. He was telling the Shana Alf guy, it's amazing. And he said that, you know, he thought he was running in life. He's an accountant. You know, he didn't even have, like, you know, 25 years of, like, this guy's my age, or doctors who still aren't working. Like, it's a crazy, crazy concept to me that they're still not working. Like, I can't even, like, you know, you're 35, like, you're still in school. Well, it's like Mitchell Honan's dad. Like, it's insane. Like, I'm gonna start working at, like, normal years. Like, whatever. It's a wild thing to me. But he started working pretty young because he was an accountant. He's like, you know, you feel like you're in a rush in life. Like, I'm rushing. What am I rushing to? We never know what we're rushing to. Like, let's rush up to the Cheder Ochel so we can wait behind, you know, 97 other people. Like, as opposed to, like, coming up 6 minutes after and, like, getting our food in 3 seconds and basically not losing any time and not feeling the frustration of having to wait for 93 people to get, you know, their 6 potatoes and their 1 piece of grilled cheese or 2 if Mr. Name is, you know, whatever. I don't know what we're running to, but, like, just understanding that concept in our life, like, taking advantage of this time, definitely, the, you know, the remaining time you have here, and, you know, if you're able to, you know, pull a Shana Gimel, Shana Dal, Shana Hay, Shana, whatever that amount of time is going to be, any extra amount of time after college also. You know, it's definitely the easiest way to appease your parents to get that college degree, but after that time, to really be able to make the most of that time. I'm gonna discuss for a few moments that our actions matter. I'm not here to, like, you know, there's a lot of people who like to critique the avos. It might be because, like, once you get to, like, Parshas Truma, like, no one really wants to spend time critiquing how the Mishkan was built. It's not really so exciting, or, like, the big day kahuna. Like, no one really wants to do that. But, like, it's more exciting to, like, rip the avos. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not, like, some, like, Torah Bucky. I'm not exactly sure what Yaakov did wrong. I'll be perfectly honest. I really don't know what he did wrong. He was told by his parents to leave. He had a brother that wanted to kill him. He left. Okay, it was a little different back then. Like, you know, they didn't have telegrams or WhatsApp or phones. So, like, he really, like, didn't see his family, like, ever again. Like, I get that's not a great thing, but he was, after all, following what his mother told him to do. Seemingly it's not so bad, but we know he gets punished, and that's exactly why he deals with the hell of Yosef being going away from him for 22 years until he's finally reunited. And the idea we have to take from this is that somehow, some way, Yaakov was wrong, and eventually he needs to face the music for what he did wrong, and that's exactly where each of us have to think of where our life is now. That we need to start taking accountability. we have to do, and we'll, yeah, you know, what's the question?
Well, wasn't it that everything that happened was a cause of him lying to his father? Which could have been, like...
Yeah, it's possible. But it's also possible he didn't really lie. Like, he well worded his answer. Like, when he said, is it my brother? I'm your, yeah, I'm a son. Like, I don't know if like, it was so mashma in the psukim that he was like directly.
He said, it's me.
He answered the eighth, he said, it's me. Like, he didn't, like, I don't think he, like, he definitely did word his answers, but you could say he definitely was playing with a fine line between, you know, it's like if you, it's like if I would ask you, like, did you do weed yesterday? No, I didn't do weed. I mean, I did heroin, but like, I didn't do weed. Oh, okay, you did heroin. Okay. Yeah, I guess you could say he's being deceitful. It's a good point. And yeah, that's probably why he's getting punished. He was also told to do that. He was also in a point that it could be dangerous for him to remain there. So it's not so simple. And 22 years, it's like he got a great punishment. He didn't get like some little thing. But in any event, we're at that point in our life, or in that cusp of our lives, where we're entering adulthood, and it's very, very important. We start holding ourselves accountable. You know, you're not, maybe you are. I don't know if you're yet at the point where like you're fully taking care of yourself, but you're at that crossroads between like, you know, if you bump your parents' car, you can't really like blame it on, you know, that tree, like, it just came there. Like, I, you know, it wasn't even there. That all, it was like Harry Potter. Like, it all of a sudden, like, the willow tree appeared. Like, I didn't even do anything wrong. But you're also, like, not at the point where, like, you would be expected to pay for the damages you did. So, you know, you're kind of, like, you'll just have to deal with getting yelled at. But you're kind of at that crossroads. But it's, like, an important time to really begin holding yourself accountable. You have goals. You know, you each came into this year with wanting to accomplish. You know, it always gets back to Simchas Torah. But even if you didn't bid something there, like, you each came in, you had goals for the year, something that you wanted to do, and you have to look at yourself. You have to look at yourself deep in the mirror and say to yourself, Am I reaching my expectations? Am I doing what I am supposed to be doing? Now, it doesn't mean if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, okay, let's kick you all out of yeshiva. You know, if we did that, you know, we'd have like two guys here. You know. Then I wouldn't have to ask for bonus if you would cover my salary. I would just be able to walk out the door and be able to get my 2 years and not get paid. But it's at that point that like it really is that you need a really, you know, Chanukah is it's a few weeks away from Chanukah, so it's a recharging time. Like for like Ellie, like the year's over at Chanukah, so like it's an end of the year time. But to really think about what have I been doing? What is it that I really wanted to say? When we came here, Asher remembers this so well. When we came here at Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan time, and we talked about Minyan. We spoke about starting to go to Minyan from now until Kislev. So I have spoken to some of you privately who did say you did better than you had been doing before. But it's time to, it's really, you have to hold yourself accountable. Like, if we're not going, like, it's a point of maturity. Like, I have no... If you say you don't want to show up, like, no one cares. Okay, maybe someone does care. Or maybe, like, you'll have to, like, deal with the music to that also, but excuse city, like it has to leave our DNA. Like, whatever those things are that we're trying to accomplish, we have to look deep in and say to ourselves, am I doing it? And if I'm not doing it, why am I not doing it? I didn't hear my alarm today. So that's what I told someone last year. He thought I was from Mars. Do you hear your alarm when it goes off? No. So why do you set multiple alarms? So like, why would I do that? I'm like, well, one's not working. I'm not telling you two or three are going to work. But one's certainly not working, so you have to do something different. Like, you have to, like, you can't just blame, it's like the same, if my kids are calling my name, but like, I'm so zoned out, I don't hear them, it doesn't really make a difference. Like, I was there! I was with them! That's great! While they put their head in the oven, like, it doesn't matter that you were there, you didn't do anything to help prevent that. No, my kids have never put their heads in the oven. I don't have a great sense of smell. So like when we have like, thank God we haven't had a fire yet either. But when we have to, it does sometimes like, it sometimes does start to like burn whatever's in the oven or the toaster or whatever's going on because I can't smell. But no, our kids don't put our head in the oven. But at the end of the day, I am there. I'm a grown adult. So if I can't sense the smell, I got to go look. I have to see what's going on. We need to have some level of accountability. And getting out of these trends of either being lazy or sleeping in or not wanting to go, or the one that really has to leave, like, this is like, Even for Shana Aleph. Shana Aleph is like getting like, you know, this is also becoming like expired milk for them also. The I'm not feeling well thing. Now that doesn't mean like if you have like the flu or you got like 106 or, you know, if you're throwing up every inch of the bathroom of your dorm room, that then you should be like, no, Mark said I gotta show up to Shacharis because I'm throwing up. No, I'm not saying that. Like we have to use our intelligence. But as one gets older, and like I get sick also. Like I can relate. I'm not like one of those who never gets sick. Like I get sick sometimes, but I don't have like so often. Like I'm able to say like I couldn't do X, Y, and Z because I had crazy, crazy stomach ailments going on. It's fine. Like, we all need a day off. Like, you know, and in a way, like I want to take a day off. I told her both. I'm not coming in. I'm sick. He's not going to inquire. He's not going to be like, well, what happens? You have fever. Tell me about the poop, like how's it coming out, like what angle, what degrees, you know, what color. Like, he's not going to do that. Like, oh, how much are you sweating? Oh, did you have, in the last 4 minutes, how many sneezes and coughs have you had? He's just going to say, okay, Refuah Shleimah, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, that's exactly what's going to happen. So for you, like, if you like tell Rapalti, oh, I'm not feeling well, he might not just take that on the same degree. He's like, oh, so what's wrong? Like, he might make you, like, you actually have to answer your questions. You might get caught in your lie of needing that day off. But I get it. Yehuda got a little grossed out. He doesn't like to talk about, like, types of poop. It's okay. And in every group, you have one. And then you have, like, the Kobe's who are, like, loving it. Like, you know, he might not hear when we say Shmaya, but, you know, he's loving hearing that kind of conversation. But it's about holding ourselves... It's about holding yourself accountable. Like when Ben Reimer goes to YU and is doing well, so Ben's gonna do Night Seder. So if he doesn't do Night Seder, yeah, and he's gonna be the role model for all of us. He's gonna be all of our role model. So when Ben doesn't show up for something, he's gotta face the music, and he has to not have lame excuses. It's very easy to have lame excuses. You know why? Because they're lame. It's very easy to say that. But you're gonna have to hold yourself accountable. It's that time in life. You know, I sometimes, not necessarily with anyone specific in this room, but there are definitely people I encounter in yeshiva and who have since finished college who I've known, like, I have no idea, like, how they can have a job. Like, I don't know how it'll be possible. Like, you just have zero responsibility, everything on the fly, and no care type of thing. I'm going to do whatever I want. Like, I worked with a guy once, and he used to come in, like, literally his first day. Like, he came in at 11, and he did that every day. I'm like, why do you come in at 11? And his answer to me was, well, I only have like 4 hours a day of work to do. So why come in for all that time? So I'll only come in for 4 hours. And I'm like, that's like a terrible day. And then he wondered, oh, why did they tell me like I shouldn't return next year? And they fired me. Like, well, maybe because you came in at 11. Like, there's like some, and he didn't get it. And that guy had four jobs in 4 years. If you want to hit me, you can hit me. The guy had four jobs in 4 years. Like, it was understandable why. But there's that point, the point of growing up. You're at that point where each and every one of you, you know, it's time to grow up. On every Arab Rosh Hashanah, they talked about the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. He used to really, really cry. Now, he wasn't crying because his team played the 9 o'clock football game, and he was able to chop the game before Rosh Hashanah, and they lost. That wasn't why he was crying. He would cry because he would realize that previous year he had wasted like 18 minutes of like Bittul Torah the entire year. I understand full well that's not relatable. It's not relatable to any human being alive today. The Gedolei HaDor, that's not a relatable comment. I totally get that. But he felt something. He felt that he held himself accountable. On my trip and in general with alumni, I feel I'm pretty good at being in touch with alumni. Like, I saw close to 100 on my trip. Whatever, I'm in touch with many, and there were some I didn't see. And there's been Talmidim before who I haven't seen. Like, and then they've gone way off the deep end. And yeah, I have to hold myself accountable because what was I, you know, a lot of times I was doing something so important. So important, I couldn't send them a voice. So what was I doing? Because I had to watch the 13th different video of why Trevor Lawrence like had a great game last week. I know we had a great game. I saw the game. I know we had a great game. I don't need to hear, you know, some, not even hearing Tony Romo who knows what he's talking about. I don't need to hear people who don't know what they're talking about tell me why he had a good game. I know that. So then I don't end up doing other things because I was too busy doing that. So it's not a youth. We're all in the same boat of really having accountability for not doing what we need to do. But as this year moves on, and for those of you who are going to the army, those of you going to college, those of you going to the UK, you know, whatever goes on in the UK.
University.
University. Whatever goes on, whatever goes on, whatever any of you are doing, it's time to wake up, to bash ourselves in the head and say, I'm going to hold myself accountable. I'm not just walking through the motions anymore. I've done that. We did that last year. We did that the previous 17 years of our life. We've done that for a couple months now. But I'm going to start saying, maybe I'm not doing as well as I could be doing, but I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to see what my goals are. And I'm going to see, like, when I'm not performing the way I want to perform, you know, I'm becoming an offensive and defensive coordinator. I'm spending hours and hours analyzing what we, okay, not, you know, you'll go crazy if you do that, but analyzing what I need to be doing to getting to that point of where it is that I want to be now and where it is that I want to be moving forward. But to really begin to have that idea in our lives that we need to take responsibility. And things didn't just happen by chance. Oh, Rabbi, you know, I'm going to get an abortion. Oh, why are you getting an abortion? Oh, it wasn't my fault. You know, it was a girl. She took off her clothing. I fell on her. Oh, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. And this is not a fake story. That was real. Oh, it wasn't your fault that happened. Whose fault was it? She made you? She literally, you know, her the 98 pound girl, you know, didn't think you're 200 pounds. Yeah, she did that. I don't think that's physically possible. Like, it's not what happened. It is your fault. And then obviously you can take it to smaller and smaller and whatever it is that's going on in your life. But when we're not accomplishing what we want to do, again, it doesn't make you the worst person. Don't leave her being like, oh, I'm terrible. You know, I can't even go to calls. There's 10:40 sicha. It's so late. Oh my God. What? Bro, where's Ben Brown? You know, it's not like don't come down and say like I'm the worst person in the world. Like you're not the worst person in the world, but you each have tremendous capabilities and can be doing a lot more. And it starts with being like, well, maybe what am I doing wrong, and where can I improve this matter, and becoming responsible. You know, like they say, it wouldn't be responsible to go eat 30 of those milkies. Then what Yehuda doesn't want to talk about, you know, you'll get to live. Like, that wouldn't be a responsible thing to do or intelligent. Or, you know, and it'd be really good, though. But it wouldn't feel good. It would be a very in-the-moment thing. I don't know about that. But it's time. It's time. He gives man to have accountability. The same way when Kobe's mom comes and tells you, why was the cake given out this year and not a mishpar? I got to hold accountability. I'm going to blame this person. No, we're going to blame Kobe. No, but it's not. It's really nobody's fault. It's really nobody's fault. It's really nobody's fault. But to have that in mind, to have accountability. Like if today at 3:30 you're not there at mincha, if you didn't want to be there, you don't want. Maybe you don't go at one. That's a rule. That's a rule. You don't have to go if you don't want to go. Like, no one's gonna get mad at Akiva. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go. It's all good. But oh, 20, okay. But it, okay. Whatever you, Cleveland, you do what you got to do. But whatever that case might be, if you do want to be there and you're not there, don't blame it. And certainly don't blame, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't get to mincha on time. Why not? Well, I set my alarm for 3:30. I got up for my nap. I need to brush my teeth. I need to use the bathroom. I need to take a quick shower. I got down. It was 3:44. They were done with mincha. Oh, how did that happen? I can't understand how that happened. So those are like using like a little bit of common sense as well. And to ingrain that into yourself all over Shabbos. While Rav Mo's yelling whatever he's yelling throughout Shabbos, while Jake's singing Zemmer after Zemmer on this beautiful, beautiful in Shabbos where you're all sacrificing to be here, remember that point. Accountability. I'm holding myself accountable if I'm not there. If I can't go to the 10:40 Sicha, I'm holding myself accountable. You're not a Mivaseret anymore, okay? We're late on Torah. We don't call ourselves late. We don't do the shortened way of Mevs, you know? You're in a different place. Get over it. Go back. Go back, shut a gimel there, if that's what you want. Get over it. Hold yourself, or don't go, but hold your... That's what they say. Hold yourself accountable. Reinberg, night stater in YU. It's your fault if you don't do it. It's your fault. Kobe, Mincha. It's like an entire row of shut up bed. It's embarrassing if you're not there. Trapansky's laughing at you. That's a terrible excuse. Hold yourself accountable. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.